Tony Horowitz, author of Midnight Rising, John Brown and the Raid That Sparked the Civil War. You write about these incredible original archives, original letters, diaries, coded messages, and so on. Can anybody have access to these?
With some digging, it helps to have some entree academically into certain universities and libraries. But no, generally speaking, these documents are readily available if you know where to look for them. And, you know, you have to go to a lot of out-of-the-way places. And I must have gone to a dozen different archives and written to others. There's also a great deal that's been digitized now that you can find online. Feels a little like cheating almost, but it's there.
You wrote about how you lost yourselves in the archives in Virginia, West Virginia, Kansas, Ohio, and other states. And you write also about soaking up the atmosphere. It's a big book. Would you say most of it was written on a desk in the basement of a library, or was it taking notes as you wandered through fog-shrouded battlefields?
In terms of the research, most of it was in archives, but a good bit of it taking notes as I toured the landscape as well, and also talked to historians and park rangers, and then the writing really just at my desk, my attic office.
I love the way we can learn from history and realize that struggles and challenges people have confronted in the past can help us with the struggles and challenges that confront us today. And your book has done a fascinating job in that regard. Thanks a lot and best wishes.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.